Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.
We are pleased on the grandstand to have the honour of having Themba Bavuma, of course, an astute cricketer. And we're going to be chatting, of course, about the performance of the Proteas as captain and, of course, his foundation. But Themba, I was mainly asking with regards to, are you a Liverpool or are you a Chelsea fan?
I'm a Liverpool fan, so I'm on the happier side this morning.
Oh my goodness, you're a Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Chelsea fan.
Oh man.
I'm a Man U fan, so you know. It's bad out here. It's bad in the side of the world.
What a way to start our morning. But Themba, thank you so much for joining us right
here. Thank you for joining us, man.
We really appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with us. Now, Themba, I think we all know that the big talking point has to be the Proteas and, of course, how you guys have been doing, how you'd actually describe the season that you've had so far. Of course, as captain.
Yeah, I think, look, I think the past season we've had, I think it's been a good one. I think as a team, we've overcome a lot of challenges on and off the field, and there've been good positive strides that we've made. If I look at the Test team at the moment, we rank second in the World Test Championship,
yeah.
And I think that speaks a lot to everything that we've achieved in the white ball stuff, where I have the responsibility of captain. You know, there's also been a lot of good stuff that we've done there. Probably the biggest one for me was the way we performed at the previous World Cup. I know we didn't go all the way, but I think, you know, I think a lot was achieved by that bunch of guys. So yeah, I think it's been a good season.
Definitely strides in the right direction. I know a lot of the off-field stuff has been, you know, making the headlines and in everyone's focus. How have you guys handled it? I know you've always been I'm very honourable in how you deal with it, but internally for you guys, especially as the black players with the SJN hearings going on, how have you guys handled it internally?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I think it's been a challenging part of my journey as a captain. It's been tough for the players as well, black and white players. I think what has helped us is the honesty and authentic conversations that we've kind of canvassed within the team, where guys have had opportunities to speak to each other, to say whatever is on their mind without any type of vilification, and more about just trying to understand each other's perspectives. And I think, you know, for me, you know, I have to be proud of the guys to be able to manage all of that, but at the same time still make the cricket a priority, still try to keep our fans happy by putting in the good performances.
Indeed.
But to be honest, it has been challenging.
You know, I like the fact that Tammy's already alluded to that question, because sometimes I'm always looking at it, Themba, and it's like your captaincy has literally been a lot about the off-the-field stuff and not necessarily focusing on what you guys are doing as a team. How do you manage to balance that, having to sometimes come to interviews and it's just post-match and you really want to talk about the match, but so many things are overshadowing it? How are you seeing your captaincy so far?
I think the main priority that I always try to, the main message that I always try to spread to the players, that cricket has to be, it has to be the main thing. It has to be the priority. With everything that's happened, we got to make sure that we look after that. If you want people to have pride in the Proteas badge, if you want to put stands, want to put seats back in the stands, we got to win. People will support a winning team. And, I mean, the guys have reacted to that quite well. In terms of the off-field stuff, look at stuff that, you know, as a captain, you can't shy away from. I think me as a character, as a person, I'm not one to really like step in into, you know, the realm of politics and all of that. I try play my cricket as much as it is, but you can't really escape it. And yeah, I tried to speak to it as well as I could without, you know, being emotional about it, but also being truthful to it.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to put it, you know, without getting emotional, but being truthful to it. We saw Chasing the Sun with Rassie Erasmus and how the Springboks attacked that directly and spoke directly about it. Dynamics with the coach, with him being in the forefront of all of this, like, Is it something that you guys are mindful of being around him, or is it something that you guys completely cast out of the locker room and say that is for outside, we don't deal with that with coach at all?
We're definitely mindful of it. And the thing is, as players, we see the effect that it has on the coach. You know, the guy's been through a lot. But I think he also accepts that, you know, the situation that he was in was one that kind of had to happen.
Yeah.
The things that were, I guess, said against him, the accusations, allegations, you know, they had to be investigated and resolved. And I think, like I said, within the team, you know, guys had the conversations, you know, not just amongst the players, but within management. And if there were any indifferences, if there were any issues, they were sorted out, so that we could act in a professional manner and still be able to respect each other as players and as coaches. Yeah.
On point.
Well then, Timber, moving on to the cricket stuff also on the field. The Proteas 5-match T20 tour to India is on the go. Well, it's about to get on the go in June. How are preparations going so far? What are you guys looking to achieve with regards to that tour?
Yeah, we've got that tour that's going to start off the new season. Mm. And I mean, a tour against any match against India is always it's always going to be a good one. The guys, I'm sure, are looking forward to it. I haven't seen or spoken to the team, but it'll definitely be one that we are looking forward to. In terms of preparations are slowly but surely getting there, kind of building up. Dusting off the cobwebs, if I could say. I've been on holiday for the past couple of weeks. So yeah, slowly or surely I'll get there. The body's a bit old now. It's not the same. I need to do a bit more running and all of that to get to par. But yeah, it'll be a series that we'll be looking forward to, and really get our prospects for the World Cup going in the right direction.
Yeah, you guys are really picking up a bit of momentum, especially on the white ball side of things. We've seen a change, you know, in the team structure and the guys that are available going forward. What do you think this team can achieve in the ODI format? We haven't won a World Cup yet. Everyone always laments this, and everyone has always felt that you know, we've had the team and the quality to be able to take that next step and finally win an international trophy as a South African team. What's missing from this team, and how far do you think we are from that until we can achieve something like that?
Look, I mean, that's a definite goal that we speak about in the group, not just the one-day team, but also the T20 team.
Yeah.
We know it's something that has eluded us, and we know that people here at home demand that we bring back a trophy sometime soon. What is it that is missing? I've never won a World Cup. I've never won. So, I mean, I can't speak from that perspective. But I think one thing that I've seen in other countries that have done it is that you need your big players performing at the tournament. And in a weird way, you also need some luck to kind of go to go in your favor. If I look at our prospects in the T20 World Cup last year in Dubai, I think we lost one game only, and we didn't qualify for the quarter or the semifinals.
Jeez.
And I wouldn't say that's because to the team not performing well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say those two things. We need a bit of luck, and you need your main players performing at in those events.
Timber, you know, I also want to just take it back just a little bit. Throwback Monday. I remember when you started the Timber Bavuma Foundation, you came through here to Vision View Sports Radio, and already you had done so much work. And when I'm reading up about the strides that you have made, you've got students at the University of Pretoria, scholars out at Bishops at St. David's. How is the program going? Because I also know it's not only about putting those who are previously disadvantaged through school, but there also is a cricket team and so forth. Holistically, how have you guys done so far since 2016?
Yeah, the foundation, the work that we've managed to achieve has been incredible. It's 6 years now into its existence, and like you mentioned there, we've been able to touch a lot of lives. We've been able to help a lot of communities around the country. And we still have those plans to do so. You mentioned the University of Pretoria. Mm. Last week, one of our students graduated.
Oh, beautiful, man.
Which, you know, speaks a lot to the foundation. I know if you mention the Themba Bavuma Foundation, people will always relate it to cricket.
Mm.
But, you know, for us, it's more, for me, it's mainly about the holistic development of an individual. If he becomes a cricketer and represents his country or his province,
even better.
That's good. Mm. But also, we'd like them to have the opportunity to become a chartered accountant, like our tax student is. So, I mean, it's been incredible watching from the side, but also being within. The support that we've received has gone a long way to making sure that we've achieved everything that we've achieved so far. So yeah, the work has been incredible.
The work has been so incredible, Themba, but I think also your foundation really always stands out for me because, you know, one can always just have a dream, especially as a black child, but you had a dream and you put it into action.
Mm-hmm.
But then also getting people to back you, and you've got some really great strategic partners. Mm-hmm. But obviously there's always avenues and more help needed. How do people get a hold of the Themba Bavuma Foundation? What else is it that you're needing? I mean, I see you've got a lot of great sponsors.
Yeah.
So it's a great foundation to back and also be on board with.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, the success of the foundation, the work that it does, is attributed to the strategic partners that we've had, Vision View being one of them, PPC. I'm not going to mention all of them. But I mean,
there's quite a couple of them, which is really nice.
There's a number of them. And I think looking forward to where we'd want to go in terms of building the foundation, reaching other kids around the country, we've decided to launch an endowment fund.
Uh-huh.
Basically, the thinking behind that endowment fund, mainly brought forward by COVID. We had situation, a couple of scares actually, where certain corporates were like, you know, Themba, because of COVID and the strain that they're having, they may have to reconsider their contribution towards the foundation. And obviously that's not something that is, you know, sustainable for us. We can't have a student who has maybe started grade 8 at St. John's and now, you know, you can't carry on with their tuition fee. So through the idea of the endowment fund is to create basically a pool of savings, which can assist us to cover our operational expenses, our admin expenses, but most importantly, all the programs that we have within the foundation. So that's that's the goal this year, 2023, isn't it? and yeah, we're looking for the support from the corporates so that we can continue carrying out the work that we've been doing.
You mentioned a very important aspect of our lives in the past 2 years. And I noted that, I mean, even with companies coming to you and saying because of COVID, as a foundation, how did you guys mitigate the waters of COVID, sponsors wanting to pull out? There's such a huge outcry, even higher than before, of people really needing help, even those who are part of your foundation. How did you guys mitigate those waters? And of course, what learning curves did you learn during that time going forward?
Yeah, COVID hit us hard. It hit everyone hard. I think even me, just as a sportsman, you know, not being able to play, you know, that reflects to your bank account at the end of the day. From the foundation side, I think the positive that got born out of it is that the foundation was obviously mainly focused on the scholarships as well as the cricket programs, and the scholarships still continued, but the cricket programs we weren't able to run those. And I think also as well, people who were personally affected by COVID, we were not ignorant of the issues or the problems that our everyday people were facing because of COVID. So through that, an element of our social initiatives kind of came out from COVID. We got involved in food drives. We got involved in blanket drives.
Yeah.
We got involved in stationery drive for students. And really, that's where we saw a lot more partnerships coming with different corporates, different organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess through COVID, an opportunity came into existence for us in the foundation, and we were able to, I guess, make use of it.
Well, do go through to www.tembabavumafoundation.com to find out exactly what it is they do, and maybe you might just want to also back your favorite Captain Themba. Thank you so much for the time that you've taken to chat to us here in studio. I do understand that you've got a tight schedule today.
He's got to run.
He is a busy man. But for the rest of the year, Themba, what is it that you'd like to see for yourself personally, of course, as a captain of the ODI side? Like I said, going through to tour in India. But holistically, what kind of words would you like to leave us with today?
What kind of words? I think from the cricketing front, it's just the team going stronger and stronger. Like we said, you know, we've made good strides going forward. And I think it'll be important that we don't take any steps back and we keep going forward. Yeah. We obviously have the World Cup this year in Australia, T20 World Cup. And again, there's an opportunity for us to do something special as a group. In terms of me personally, to be honest, I don't have any philosophical words. I try just take things day by day within my stride, and just try to learn and grow as much as I can.
Ah, absolutely fantastic. I did remember that Tommy asked a question because he was just really trying to find out if you're a Kaizer Chiefs fan. He asked you about Orlando Pirates. Are you a Kaizer Chiefs fan?
I'm a Kaizer Chiefs. We're two teams, soccer, football teams, Kaizer Chiefs and Liverpool.
Liverpool.
That's what I said.
Tough times with Thamakosi.
But that's called up.
I didn't want to say. Themba, thank you so much. Do enjoy the rest of your day. And we really appreciate your time.
Thank you for joining us, man.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Super.
Appreciate it.
Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.